This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Sleep Apnea and General Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Peter Fatiano. He is the president and CEO of Somnia, a new retail sleep solution store located just outside of Denver, Colorado, in the Park Meadows Mall. Peter founded Somnia along with two other business partners to achieve their shared vision of helping the 40 million of Americans suffering from chronic sleep disorders overcome their issues and significantly improve their overall mental and physical health. Peter, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thanks. It's great to be on.
And it's good to have you as well on a topic that we cannot get enough about, and that is our sleep health. Why is sleep so important for us all to get right?
Well, I like the way you how you put that, sleep health. A lot of people don't really equate sleep with health. They feel like it's something that, you know, obviously everybody has to do. And, you know, if they don't do it well, you know, maybe they're a little tired the next day, maybe they're a little cranky the next day, but, you know, no big deal. But that couldn't be farther from the truth. Sleep really does impact so much of a person's health, and many people don't realize it. Without good quality sleep, you've got an increased incidence of cancer, heart attacks, Alzheimer's, stroke, a lot of chronic diseases, conditions, problems go hand in hand with poor quality sleep.
And tell us about how you came up with the idea to start Somnia.
Well, you know, my background, my whole entire professional career has been in healthcare, mostly on the finance side, as an investment banker, and then went in with to business with some clients. We started two other firms together. One was called Specialty Care Network. It was a physician practice management company that we took public. And then with the same group, started HealthGrades, the healthcare data information's website that gives consumers information about their doctor and hospital. And we sold that a few years ago to a private equity firm. And we are all about consumer empowerment in healthcare. And HealthGrades was that for consumers to get more information. When about a year and a half ago, when I was doing some work for a hospital system in the Mideast, I came across their work in sleep labs, and I was fascinated by the sleep lab model. So I did some research, found out that sleep labs were kind of a dinosaur in the sleep world with the advent of home sleep testing, and a lot of the payers were moving that direction. And when my research came across obstructive sleep apnea and how the incidence of how many people have it, just over 40 million people in the U.S. alone, and 80% of those are undiagnosed, which means that they are walking around with this chronic condition, being chronically tired, putting huge stress on their cardiovascular systems and other systems in the body, and they have no idea that they have that. And I thought, well, why in this day and age could you have something that affects someone's health so greatly, have so many people that have it undiagnosed? I mean, that's more of a population that has all the cancers and type 2 diabetes combined. So it's a huge population. And so we went to set about finding a way to solve that problem, to be able to empower consumers to get the information they need and the treatment they want without jumping through a lot of the hoops that currently the system requires them to do to get the information and get treatment. So that's in a nutshell what we is set out to do with Somnia.
And what do you offer at the Somnia store?
Well, think of it in kind of two parts. The front part, you know, when you're walking by it in the mall, it looks like just a really nice, beautiful retail store, and it has a selection of products that have been carefully curated that help people sleep better. You know, not everybody has sleep apnea, obviously. But yet 100 million of us have sleeping problems, typically relatively frequently. So it's a large population that has some type of sleep problems at some point in time. So we looked at all the different things that impact sleep and how we can pull together some great products that will help people get a better night's sleep. So that's kind of the front of the store. And in the back of the store, that's more like a health clinic where we, do the home sleep testing. So we set people up with the home sleep test, give them all the information. They can go home with the home sleep test and bring it back. That's in the back where our sleep care coordinator looks at the results, sends it to our sleep board-certified sleep physician. He reviews it, and if necessary, writes a prescription and sends it back, and that's where we have our consultations. That's where we talk to people about CPAP as an option for sleep apnea and oral appliances as a sleep apnea option. A lot of people that have been coming into the store see our selection of CPAP and CPAP masks, and they have never been told that there's an option for treatment. You don't have to wear the mask in many cases. So in the back, we have a dentist chair. We have dentists that come in and set the oral appliances as an alternative treatment to CPAP for those patients where it's appropriate. So it's a little like an eyeglass store where you have product in the front and then you have a doctor in the back doing their work. And it's very similar like that.
Sounds like a fun place to visit without a question. And for many reasons, for sure, we are with Peter Fatiano, the president and CEO of Somnia, a new retail sleep solutions store located just outside of Denver, Colorado, in the Park Meadows Mall, here on eHealth Radio, Sleep Apnea and General Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Peter, if you would, name a few ways someone can vastly improve their sleep sanctuary.
Well, you know, when people think about their bedrooms where they go to sleep, they don't necessarily think of them as a sleep sanctuary. And we want to change people's thinking on that. So, you know, at our store that's in Park, I want to mention that's in Park Meadows Mall in Lone Tree outside of Denver. When they come to the store, we have a whole section of product that is all focused on sleep sanctuary. So sleep sanctuary is the environment in which you sleep. It's your little sleep nest. And the things that impact that are many. It can be starting with your sleep surface. You know, if you've got a cheap bed that's not supporting you where you need to be supported, and that's too hard and hurting or cutting off the circulation in your hips and shoulders, you need to get a really good sleep surface. Invest in that. You're spending a third of your life on your sleep surface. Make sure it's comfortable for you. If you've got chronic pain and you just can't get comfortable, that's one of the ways that we can help. We have a mattress system called IntelliBed. They use the same technology that they use, that Stryker uses in their hospital beds for people that are in comas, that are burn victims, that can't move around very much. This is the most comfortable bed in the world, and it has a healthcare technology within it, and it's very, very affordable. So start with the bed. Next thing, temperature. If you're sleeping too hot or you're too cold, that's going to wake you up too. That temperature is a huge thing. So we have a product called the Chili Pad that goes, it's a mattress topper, very thin, that you can individually control. If you're sleeping on a king size bed, you can individually control the temperature of your zone. For me, I sleep pretty hot, so I crank that thing down. I have a nice, cool area to sleep underneath my blanket, and it really has vastly improved the quality of my sleep. Second thing are sheets. Athletes don't work out in cotton, but everybody wants the highest thread count cotton sheets they can get. Well, why is that? Why don't athletes work out in cotton? Well, cotton is a hot fabric. It retains the heat, and it doesn't wick away the moisture. So we have a product called Sheeks, S-H-E-E-X, that is a performance fabric sheet that keeps you cooler and wicks away that moisture and helps you have a better night's sleep. Another big aspect of sleep is light. So if you have too much light in your room, that's problematic. And if you have your lights on, even if it's dark, and you have your lights on your bed, what they do is they emit a blue wavelength of light, just like TVs, cell phones, iPads. They emit this blue wavelength of light that prohibits your brain from starting your melatonin production. So we have special light bulbs that you can put in on your nightstands that don't emit that blue wavelength. And as a tip for people, make sure you keep your computers and everything shut down at night before you go to bed. And we'll talk more about that later. And then air quality is another one. You know, the quality of the air you breathe, if it's too dry, if it has too many pollutants in it, especially if you have allergies, you need to have a good air purification humidification system in your bedroom. So all of those things combined are part of the things that we have that can enhance your sleep sanctuary. Another one is aromatherapy. You know, you want your room to smell good, and there's essential oils that will really work to help calm you, which is important, slowing down your breath, and will help your sleep sanctuary be more conducive to a wonderful, better night's sleep.
Let's talk briefly about sleep apnea. You mentioned, or you have mentioned, that sleep apnea goes undiagnosed for so many people. Why is that, and what is the solution for these folks suffering from this sleep disorder?
Right. Well, you know, a big majority of the people, 80% or so, that have this condition are undiagnosed, and that's been studied. The problem is how you get diagnosed. If you're sleepy and you go to your primary care doc, a lot of times the answer for them is a a prescription sleep medication. So so many people have prescription medication trying to get a better night's sleep, trying to solve this I'm sleepy during the day problem, and it's not working. So that doesn't work. So then what's the second step? Then you've got to go to a sleep specialist, perhaps. A lot of times they send you to an overnight sleep lab, and it's a huge process. And people have in their minds that at the end of it, that they're going to end up with a mask, and they don't want to sleep with the mask. And so that's what's in a lot of people's heads, and they don't understand that there's other therapies. And they also don't understand the health benefits of treatment and the health risks of non-treatment. You know, there's this huge surge of awareness now happening around sleep, which is fantastic, but there's been a lot of, you know, drowsy driving is more prevalent than drunken driving. And drowsy driving can set you up for being, you know, 7 to 10 times more likely in an accident if you have sleep apnea untreated than if you don't have sleep apnea. And that's just driving a car, let alone the cancer risk, the heart attack risk, the diabetes risk. On average, people with sleep apnea live 12 years less. And the quality of life at the end of your life, if this is untreated, is not nearly going to be as good. And I can tell you that, you know, some personal stories of some customers that came in. One customer who, you know, was, you know, riding bikes and exercising and trying to lose weight. He wasn't, you know, morbidly obese, but he was a couple hundred pounds. And he just couldn't figure out why he was tired. And no doctor really talked to him about sleep apnea being as a potential issue. So he got we got him tested. A very easy overnight test, gave him the test. He brought it back the next day. The sleep doc looked at it. And because he was so severe, he took to CPAP therapy and has been on it ever since. And he will tell you it has changed his life. He's happier. He's a better dad because he's not tired during the day. He's not as cranky. He pays more attention at work, and he's just more productive. And it really does make that big of a difference in people's lives.
Wow, that's unbelievable just hearing you explain it in that way. Tell us where our listeners can get more information on Somnia, maybe the location, website, et cetera. How can folks find out more?
Sure. Well, you can go to our website. It is www.somniastore, that's SOMNIASTORE.com. We're located at Park Meadows Mall in Lone Tree, Colorado. And our phone number is 720-836-5100. And we've got a staff of sleep care associates, sleep care coordinators, and techs that can certainly answer questions. If you have a question, you can certainly call in. There's no copay. There's no deductible. You don't have to make an appointment to stop in. If it's something that's medical, you'll meet with somebody that can actually has the experience to work with you. And we have a great physician, Dr. Richard O'Brien, who does all the interpretations of the sleep tests, and he is our medical director. And then we also have Dr. Gary Rads. He's our dentist that is our dental director that oversees all of the oral appliance therapy treatments. So we've got a great team, and we'd love to help you. So please visit our website, visit us at Park Meadows, or give us a call.
And in conclusion, what is the one thing an individual could do today to improve their sleep?
Well, I'd say getting back to the light issue. 100 years ago, we didn't have this issue. And in the last, 20 years or so, with the advent of technology, we're bombarded with light from all of these devices that we use. And this tip that I'm going to give is completely free. You don't have to buy anything, but it does require some behavioral change. And the behavioral change is this. You want to make sure, A, you're sleeping in a dark room. So make sure all of your there's no exterior light coming into your room. But the thing that you can do that doesn't cost anything is turn off your computers, turn off your cell phones, turn off your television, hour and a half to 2 hours if you can, but at least an hour before you want to go to bed, and have the light in your room dimmed, and, use a little aromatherapy. Use something, read a book, talk to your bed partner, talk to your kids. But get your body, just as you would stretch before a workout, you need to kind of get your body ready, and the way you do that with light is you shut that down, and your body starts producing melatonin. And if you really do this, and if you really practice this, a lot of you that are taking these over-the-counter medications or prescription sleep medications, you'll find that the practice of getting your body is called good sleep hygiene, and this is one part of it. You can read more on the website, but getting used to good sleep hygiene will make a huge bit of difference in your life.
Well, I can take some of that advice and apply that to my own sleeping habits right this minute. We've been speaking with Peter Fatiano, the president and CEO of Somnia, a new retail sleep solution store located just outside of Denver, Colorado, in the Park Meadows Mall, helping the 40 million of Americans suffering from chronic sleep disorders overcome their issues and significantly improve their overall mental and physical health. And once again, the website of reference is SomniaStore.com. Peter, thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and thanks so much for the information.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Thanks for having me.
You are more than welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Sleep Apnea and General Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.